This is the Daf Yomi, Masechta Review, Masechta Baba Kama, tape number 3.
For subscription information, call us toll-free at 1-888-DAF-YOMI or write Daf Yomi Tapes, P.O. Box 831, Muncie, New York, 10952.
This tape is dedicated in memory of David Ben Moshe Pilmeister, Zichron Livrocha. Our Magid Shir is Rabbi Moshe Goldberger, Magid Shir at the Yeshiva of Staten Island, New York, and Mechaber of the Daf Yomi Review Sheets.
We're beginning Be'ezras Hashem, Daf Lamed Vov, Amid Aleph. The beginning of the fourth perek. Shar Shenogach, Arbo V'chamisha Shvarim Zachar Zeh. An ox that gored four or five oxen one after the other. Rashi explains that it was a tam throughout because it did not form a pattern. So it still pays me gufoy. And there's a machlokes in the Mishnah how to continue with the obligations to the original people that it was Nogach. The Mishnah gives Rabbi Meir and Reb Shimon that Reb Meir says you go backwards. Yishalim la'achren shabahem first, then l'shalafonav if there's more money. Reb Shimon says no. We go back to the beginning and we work the other way around. Now the Gemara explains that the machloikis is actually an old machloikis, that Rabbi Meir goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Shimon goes according to Rabbi Akiva. And that is the machloikis that we've had before on whether there's a din in Baal Choyv, that when someone was mazik, he owes the nizik money. Is it just the Baal Choyv, or does the nizik actually become a shutif in the mazik? That Rabbi Akiva holds that he's actually a shutif, and that's the shita here of Rabbi Shimon. And that is the halacha, the way we paskin. So this is an interesting concept. If you owe someone money, we don't think of him becoming a partner in your business. But here, by a mazik, the nizik, according to Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Shimon, does become a partner in the mazik, the mazik's assets, in the guf of the behemoth. And therefore, when the animal goes and is mazik again, so now they're two shutfim, they both owe money. And that's what the Gemara says, how to learn the Mishnah. That was what Shmuel told Rav Yehuda, that the best way to learn this Mishnah is Reisha Rabbi Yishmael, V'Sefer Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah, the Gemara then brings a Mishnah, Tanan Hosam, Atekea L'Chaveroi. Rashi has two pshatim, either he hit him Keneged Oznoi. Rashi later on says it was Al Oznoi, or Tekia Mamish, that he blew in his ear. And it seems that it's mainly a busha. It was an embarrassment. And the question is how much to pay. It's a machloikis, whether it's a sela or a mona. And the Gemara says, when we say sela, is it sela tzuri or sela medina? The Gemara tries to bring a raya from our Mishnah, and the Gemara says, no. Tana ki ruch l'listi v'lezil, the Tana does not have to elaborate that much. My havyalah, the Gemara says that it's the kol kesef alma b'toyra kesef tzuri. When it's a kesef in the Torah, it's always kesef tzuri, which is the higher amount. But if it's midivreim, it's kesef medina. Then the Gemara tells a story of a person who actually hit someone, and the question was how much to pay, and it was only half a zuz. And the fellow said, look, it's not much, give it to the poor person, give it to aniyim. Then he changed his mind. He says, now let me take it. And the Gemara says that Rav Yosef, who was there, says it's too late because the aniyim was zoich already, even though they're not here, but anan yad aniyim anan. Since I'm the gabbait stalker, Rashi says Rav Yosef was a gabbait stalker, so memelo the aniyim was zoich, and you can't back out anymore. Tosfos asks, why do we need this concept of yad aniyim? Why not say that amira beficha zut stalker, a person is obligated? Tosfos answers two answers. One teretz is because since it's davar shelo b'li olam yet, so you don't say that concept of beficha zut staka. And then Tosfos brings from the Rabbeinu Chananel that he didn't really want to be chayzer. He wanted to delay and take a loan from the tztaka for himself, for his own use. But since yad aniyim anan, so it's a maimad shloshtan, it goes straight to the aniyim, and you can't back off. This whole idea, this concept brings to mind the Dvar Avraham, who says, that if a person tells an Ani on Friday night, he invites him to the house for a meal, Friday night for a Suda. When he comes home, he wants to say the Shalom Aleichem, the Ribbono Shalom, to take his time before giving the meal. So the Dvar Avram says it may be a problem of Baal Ta'acher, because since it's Kaim Yanim, the Oni is standing here, he's ready to eat, so you can't say, wait 10 minutes, I want to say Tfilis. Kiddush, you have to say, that's part of the process. It's required, but the extras, maybe the Oni has to get food first. Like the story with the Chavetz Chaim, that he used to give his Archim food first, and he would say that the Malachim are not hungry, they can wait, but the Oni, he's hungry, so let's give him food first. But the Dvar Avraham wants to declare whether this could be a halacha shaila also in Baal Ta'acher. We go on, the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin, the Gemara tells a story of Chonon Bisha. Now Chonon Bisha is a character mentioned here on Daf Lamed Zayin and also on Kuf Tes Vav. He was a famous, he was notorious for being a wicked person. The Gemara on Kuf Tes Vav says that although he was known to be a bad person, but not a ganav. On Kuf Tes Vav, he was caught stealing also. The Gemara tells the story that when he hit someone and he owed a half a zuz, he tried to give a zuzamacha, a coin that was rubbed out, and they refused to accept it. So he gave the other guy, he gave the guy another whack, and then he says, okay, now I owe you the whole thing, keep it. You don't have to give me any change. The Maram says, you see over here, the Gemara is trying to show this halacha that you can give a zuzamacha, that it's considered a legal coin for paying nezikin. We continue with the Mishnah and Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Sharshu Muad Liminoi Ve'ena Muad Lish'ena Minoi. A ox can be a limited muad to specific cases, only to certain species, and the Mishnah gives many examples. It can be a muad only on Shabbos. Now, on this, there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says, why Shabbos? Lefi shehu batel mimelacha v'zacha daitai olav. The fact that the animal is off, not allowed to work with your animal on Shabbos, so the animal may become arrogant, being that it is loafing. Tosfos learns, Mefarish b'Yerushalmi, lefi shera oisam b'malbushim noyim acherim, that since the animal sees them dressed up in beautiful clothing, different clothing, v'chashuvim b'ein av nachrim v'einem akirim, so the animal may not recognize the people and it may run wild. There's a famous story with the Ragach of a Goyin that he was once asked regarding a woman whose child, infant, would stop nursing on Shabbos. And he advised her to wear the same garments that she wore during the weekdays, and that cured the problem. And he said, it's from this Yerushalmi, this Tosfos, that you see that sometimes the clothing can make the difference. The Gemara goes into a machlokes Rav Zvid and Rav Papa in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that a shor is a muad l'minay, but ve'enay muad l'she'enay minay, is it with a vav, ve'enay muad? Which would mean that we have to be sure, we have to test it. Or, enoy muad means it's automatic. And the Gemara goes into explaining the differences, the diukim, and how to be medayik in the Mishnah. The Gemara brings some kashas. Later on, the Gemara goes into the concept of a pattern, that every second time can be a pattern. The Gemara goes into the differences of what makes a pattern. Then on Amid Beis, the Gemara brings a question, what happens if it was a universal muad? It was Nogach, a Shor, a Chamor, a Sus, different animals, so it can become a universal muad. But then if it also gored an ox three times, or the other way, the Gemara says at the end that it's a Teku, whether it's going to become a universal muad, or the three times shor would make it a muad to shvarim. Similar questions the Gemara brings. Then, before the Mishnah, the Gemara concludes, Amar Rava, Shama Kel Shofar V'Nogach. Kel Shofar V'Nogach. Kel Shofar V'Nogach. The animal can become a muad to shofar. The Gemara says, Pashit, why not? And the Gemara says maybe the first shofar kama is just the suit to be almu denokte. Maybe it was just a fright. Biusa shenivas mikayla shofar. So we say no, it's considered a pattern, and as long as we have three times, becomes a mu'ud. This is interesting, how far to go to making a pattern. Later on, the Gemara even gives a case of a mu'ud lekeren yamin, that it can be a right horn mu'ud, only to gore with its right horn, to become a mu'ud for the right horn, but for the left horn, it would only be a tam. The Mishnah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, continues with the Shor Shel Yisrael Shenogach Shor Shel Hegdish. The question of the owner, if the owner was Hegdish, or Shel Hegdish Shenogach L'Shor Shel Hedyit, Pata. So the Mishnah says there is no halacha of payment because Shor Re'eu V'L'Shor Shel Hegdish. This, the Gemara brings, is a machloikis because Reb Shimon Ben Menasya argues and says that Shor Shel Hegdish Shenogach Shor Shel Hedyit is Pata, but Shel Hedyit Shenogach Shel Hegdish, whether it's tam or mud, it always pays nezek sholem. The Mishnah also brings the halacha of shor shel yisrael shenogach l'shor shel kenani pata, and here there's a note on the right side on the bottom from the Rambam that the reason for this is that these were the laws that the goyim practiced amongst themselves. So we treat them the same. We'll follow their laws for them. We won't give them the extra chashivus, and this is similar to the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that one who returns an Aveda to Akum at a time when Goyim did not consider it the thing to do, so if someone does it, if a Yid does it, Lo Yoyva Hashem Sloyach Loy, the Gemara says that there's a terrible, it's like a curse, Hashem will not forgive him because he's being mashveh, he's comparing the non-Jews to the Jews, and this is a special privilege for the Jews. So the halachis are different. And there's another note also from the Rambam that the Goyim, the Kenani Shenogach L'Shor Shel Yisrael, even a Tam has to pay Nezek Sholem, and that's a Knas because they're not careful enough. Veinon Misalkin HaNezek, so therefore they're special halachas. The Gemara now on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Aleph goes into Agadata regarding the concept based on the pasuk in Chavakuk. It says, "Amad v'yemoided eretz rov ayater goyim," that Hashem saw the way the goyim were behaving, and because of that, they were penalized with certain punishments. One pshat, the Gemara says, "Hoyfia mehar poron," which means that the Eibishter offered the non-Jews the Torah, just as the Jews, and they turned it down; they refused. So because they refused to accept the Torah, therefore they were denied the privileges of the Torah. And the other reason is, the Gemara says, because the non-Jews failed to fulfill their Zayin mitzvahs. And Sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach is the minimum responsibility of every person, every human being. So because of that, the Gemara says, they were in trouble, and that's why hitir memainon, which means we don't give them the special privileges that Jews have. The Gemara also says that this is why amad v'higla oisa me'al admosam, why they had to go into exile. And this brings us to the first Rashi in Chumash, that why does the Torah begin with Bereishis, and it's koyach ma'isav higid liyamoy, to teach us and to teach the world how Hashem works the program, how Hashem deals with people, that when they deserve it, they'll get it. When they don't deserve it, they won't get it. And only Klal Yisrael, because they deserved it, so that's why the Eibishter chased out the other nations from Eretz Yisrael and gave the land to Yisrael, or more accurately, Hashem changed it from being Eretz Canaan to Eretz Yisrael, because the Canaanim did not deserve it, and the Yidden did deserve it. The Gemara now goes to a halacha of Nichum Avelim, and the Gemara says, to comfort parents who lost a child, Rachmana Litzlan, the Gemara says, one should not say what can be done. That is not a derech, because that sort of hints at, if we could only do something, as if we're complaining. A person instead could say that Hashem knows what he's doing. The Aruch HaShulchan says it's like saying, Kol David Rachmana Litav Ovid, We may not understand it, but Hashem has reasons for what he's doing, and that's the concept of Baruch Dayanu Emes and Tziduk Hadin, to realize that Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo Kichol Derachav Mishpat, Hashem has his plans. The Gemara then goes into the inyan of Midyan and Moav. The Gemara says that Hashem spared those two nations because of the two gems that were going to come from them, Rus HaMoyavia and Namahu HaMoynis. So the Eibishter was Chas Al Beis Umes Gedoilis V'lo Hechrivon, to save these precious souls. The Gemara goes into the concept of L'Olam Yagdim Adam L'Dvar Mitzvah. A person should always preface himself to a mitzvah. Taisva says, you see, L'Shem Mitzvah Nischavnu, that they were intending to do mitzvah. They meant well. They thought that the world was destroyed and they were saving civilization. The Gemara, there's a famous story that Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal would say over, that when he was a Rav in Russia, there was a situation where a Yid was learning one Friday night the Parsha of the Benois Light, and it bothered him greatly why they were Zoche to such greatness, and why Mashiach, Melech HaMashiach, is a descendant of Rus HaMayaviyah. It bothered him greatly, and he was saying it's not fair, and he fell asleep, and this Yid was a Tzaddik, he fell asleep, and he dreamt that two women came to him, and they said, we are the Benois Loit, and you're having tainus to us, you're accusing us of injustice, you should know that we were L'Shem Shamayim, we had the right intentions. And the reason we named our children Moyov and Amoin is so that everyone should know that no one should believe Oisai Ho'ish, who claimed that it was an immaculate conception. There's no such thing. So they they had the courage to proclaim the truth, to admit the truth. And because they were admitting the truth, and even at it was shameful, it was embarrassing to them, but they did it to make sure that no one should think that it's possible to have a false Mashiach. And because of that, they were zeicher that Mashiach came through them. It's an interesting maisa that the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal would say over. The Gemara does say also that a person should be careful with the words he uses. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mekepech schar kol beri afilu schar sicha noeh. Because the older one who said Mayav, which is more shameful, so they lost out because of that. And the one who said, the Tzira, who said Ben Ami, was Zoche to more. So we learn how every iota, every word, every gesture has to be done with Cheshbin. The Gemara now goes to the concept, to the issue of Kutim, the different opinions. If you hold Kutim Geirei Aroyos Hein or Geirei Emes Hein, the Gemara brings the different shittas. Reb Meir holds that the Kusim were genuine converts, but the sages imposed a penalty causing them to lose money. It was a knas from the Chachamim. Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, the Mishnah, Sher Shel Pikeach, an ox of a normal person, a regular person, Shenogach Sher Shel Cheresh Haydev Katan, Chayiv, he is liable. But the other way, a Cheresh Haydev Katan's ox, Shenogach Sher Shel Pikeach, Potter. And then the question the Gemara goes into, the issue of Ma'amidin Apotropis. The word Apotropis is Fater Fus, a substitute father. And the question is, how do we work it? How do we deal with it? The Gemara brings Rabbi Yochanan. We try to clarify Rabbi Yochanan's Shita. And the Gemara says that you pay, the Shaila is Me'aliyah of the Apotropis, or Me'aliyah of the Yisoimim. The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yochanan holds from the Aliyah of the Yisoimim, from the Yisoimim's money, because if you're going to take it from the Apotropis, they're going to turn down the job. Nimni Ivalayavdi, they won't volunteer. but Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina holds from the Aliyah of the Apotropis, and eventually Chayzrin v'Nefraimin Ayisaimim Lichi Godli, when the orphans grow up, we'll take the money back from them. But in the meantime, the Apotropsin are responsible. Rashi says Shalosh Shamreu Karoi, they didn't do an adequate shmira. Then the Gemara brings that this issue of are we mamidin len apotropis for a tam to collect migufoi is a machloikis tanoim, whether we do it or not. The Gemara gives different possibilities. Then the Gemara brings that a sharshet, the Gemara brings a source that Rabbi Yaakov says that you pay mishalim chatzi nezek, and the Gemara says this is difficult to understand what this is referring to. The Gemara brings three different interpretations. Rava learns that it's talking about a muid with a shmira pchusa. Abaye learns different. He learns that it's talking about a muid without any shmira at all. And then the Gemara on daf memamid aleph, the Gemara goes and brings Ravina's pshat that the whole machloikis is reshus mishani ikebenayu. When you switch owners, do you start over again? That now, let's say the cherish became well, or the shota became well, do we just continue the chazaka or no? We say it's a new rishus, mishana, we start fresh. The Gemara on Daf Mem continues the issue of kufra kapara, when you pay koifer. So there's a machloikis, fundamental machloikis, v'nosan pidyoy nafshoy. Is it the main nizik or the main mazik? Rabbi Yishmael holds the main mazik. He pays his own value. The Tanakhama holds you pay the main nizik, which is the value of the dead person. The Gemara tells a story that Rava told Rav Nachman about Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that he's a great man, Odom Godelhu. So Rav Nachman said, "Ooh, if he comes around, bring him over. I'd like to meet him." So we see from here, interesting, that it's important to meet, if you can have an opportunity to meet an Adam Gadol, you should grab the opportunity. And the Gemara says he told him to ask him a Shaila, and he asked him the Shaila that if you have a Shar Shal Shnei Shutfin, how do you pay Kaifer? Do you say that each one should pay the full amount? But that's difficult because the Torah says you only pay one Kaifer, not two. Or do you say each one pays half? No, Kaifer is only pay Kaifer Shalim HaMarachman HaVeloi Chatzi Kaifer. And this question, the Gemara says, is very difficult. He had no answer. The Yosef command, but while he was thinking of that, they asked him another shaila. By chayve erchin, we know if someone owes money for erchin, we take a mashkin from him. But by chayve chatois vashomais, we do not take a mashkin from him, because we tell him, look, if you don't bring your carbon, you're going to lose out. You won't get your kapara. Now the question is over here: by koifer, which way is it? Do we say since kapara is it's like chatas v'asham, so therefore you don't take a mashkin? Or no, maybe since it's payment to another person, maybe we do need to take a mashkin. And the Gemara says it's a question we don't have an answer for. The Gemara then goes into the issue of a shoel, one who borrows an animal, and he thought it was a tam, and then it's really a muid. So the different halachas legabe payment. The Gemara goes to the end of this inyan. The Gemara says you can learn three pshatim. Either Rabbi Yochanan says tavra, that misha shanazu la shanazu, that there's a difference between the Reisha and the Sefer, tum and the omrim. Rabbi says no, that let's learn it all one way. Midireisha vishus eina mishana sefer nami vishus eina mishana. And Rav Papa says, takes it the other way. Mid the Sefer vishus mishana, the Reisha nami vishus mishana. You can learn both ways. The last part of the Mishnah was that a sharho itstadin, a stadium ox, an ox that was trained to kill, is not chayiv misa, because it's not the animal's fault. The animal is an oinus. And the Gemara says, what about using such an animal for the mizbeach even? And it's a machloikis. Rav holds it's kosher, the mizbeach, Shmuel holds it's posel. The Gemara explains that Rav holds it's an oinus, but Shmuel says, but still, hare nevad boy aveira, so that is a problem. So we have a machloikis. The Gemara on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph concludes with a brisa Tanya Kevosei de Rav, that we paskin like Rav, that a shayro itstadin is not chayiv misa, and it is kosher lagabe mizbeach, b'nei shehu kimeusa, because the animal was forced, it's not the animal's fault. The Mishnah of Mem Aleph Amid Aleph goes into the basic halachis that a shor shenogach es adam, an ox that gored and killed a person, muid if it's after three times, mishalim koifer. So the person has to pay koifer, and that's a question we had before the machloek, is whether it's the main nizik or the main mazik. A tam does not pay kaifer, but either way, the animal is put to death. Chayovin skila. So the question is, the Gemara says, if the animal is killed right after tam, so how does the animal ever become a mu'ud? It was killed already. And on this, the Gemara gives 8 different answers. Like, one answer is the animal ran away in between, so they didn't catch up to it. The Gemara gives other animals. One animal, Rav Simi said that, kigon shaharak shlosha evdei keichavim. So the Gemara, the Mefarshim go into this. Why wouldn't that be a mu'ud? What's the idea, the concept? The Pnei Yeshua wants to learn, because we had before, the Gemara says it's easier for an animal to get a person, shein loy mazel. A person who has mazel, it's harder to get. So it could be that yidn have hashkocha protius, so it's harder to get a yid. So maybe there's a different concept. Other mefarshim learn because they wear different clothing, like we had toisus before, that on Shabbos a yid wears different outfits. So maybe there's a difference in the mu'ud ability, when the animal is considered a mu'ud or not. The Gemara then asks on the pasuk, when it says sokel yisokel hashor, the animal has to be stoned. So it's obviously that it's an avail and it's also be'achila. Why does the pasuk have to explain lo yeyochil es besoroi? And the Gemara says that even if he shechted it after the Gemara din, it's also be'achila and it's also be'ahna. Also, the Gemara darshins from Balashar Noki, and the Gemara says, what does that mean, Balashar Noki? Shimon ben Zayim explains, it's like someone says that a person lost all his money, ve'ein lo behem ahna shel klum. And the Gemara explains that the Balashar Noki, Bala Sharnaki is a drash, and the Gemara takes it to a number of different, 5 different levels. How we darshan from Bala Sharnaki, one pshat is lahanoas oiroi, that he can't use the hide of the animal. Another pshat the Gemara says of Bala Sharnaki, Rebbe Lez's pshat, that Noki me chatzi koifer, that there's no chatzi koifer payment, there's no such thing as a half koifer, it's either all koifer or there's nothing. Before we go on, there's an interesting segment here where the Gemara brings the famous inyan that Shimon Hamsuni used to darshan all the essen in the Torah. When he got to Es Hashem Alekechatira, he decided that there's something wrong with this approach, because how can you include anything to have Yira for anything besides Hashem on the same level? But the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, kol esen shedrash tamatalein, what about all the drashas you said till now? And he answered, k'shem shekibalti schar al adrisha, kach kibalti schar al aprisha, that I'm going to get schar for being poresh. Now, this has been explained, what is the k'shem? Because the concept of lefum tzaira agra, the last Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Hamishi, that lefum tzaira agra, according to the difficulty, so is the schar. And the difficulty to be poresh gets more and more difficult depending on how much you invest. So after he invested all that effort, and now he would be choyzer, so the same reward for the drisha, kach kibalt ischar ala prisha. Ad shebo Rebbe Akiva v'limeid, that es Hashem alakecha tira l'rabbis talmidei chachamim, that a person is obligated to have yira for Talmud Chacham, like for Hashem alakecha. Taisvis brings meira rabach kemeira shemayim. Taisvis says either it's a Rebbe Muvik, or a Rav Mufli, who's so great, who is considered ke'en rabbi. Back to the Gemara. So the other Noki is Noki from Chatzi Koifer. The Gemara on Daf Membeis Amir Aleph goes to Rabbi Yosef Glili's Shita, that Noki mid Mei Velodois, there's no payment for the Mei Velodois. And then the Gemara brings the last Shita from Rabbi Akiva, Noki mid Mei Eved. So we have these different Pshatim in Uval Asher Noki. The Gemara on Daf Mem Gimel Amir Aleph brings from Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that a shor shehemis es eved sheloi bekavona, if an ox killed an eved without kavona, so potem shloshim shkolim, because keshev shloshim shkolim yitin ladanim asher yisakel, there is an equation. So kolz man shasher beskila baylam shalmin shloshim shkolim, but if ain't asher beskila ain't baylam shalmin shloshim shkolim. So that's Reish Lakish, and Rabba says a similar concept by shor shehemis ben chayrin shloi bekavona, that an ox that killed a ben chayrin shloi bekavona, that you'll be potter from koifer. Similar idea. Now these two shitas, the Gemara on Amid Beis, the Gemara goes through some questions, but then the Gemara on Mem Gimel Amid Beis shows that there are machloikasin, because kiosa ravdimi Amid Beyoichanan, that when the Torah says kaifer, it doesn't have to say im kaifer. Why does it say im kaifer yushasolov? Le rabbi is that kaifer shaloi bekavon is ke kaifer bekavona. So the Gemara says that there is no difference between shaloi bekavona and bekavona. There's an interesting Ramban in Chumash on explaining Pashpshat, why Im Kaifer? Why does the Torah say Im Kaifer? And the Ramban says in Parshas Mishpatim that since Kaifer is Kapara, so it's like bringing a carbon. If someone says, I don't want to bring my carbon, he has to bring a Chatas. So he's going to be stuck. He won't have Kapara. So we just tell him, look, you're going to be in trouble. But we don't force him. And that's why it says Im Kaifer Shazala, because this Kaifer is also like Kapara. Then the Gemara continues to show the halacha that if someone, that the halach is the same if the victim was a cotton or a gadol, a life is a life. On Mem Dalet Amid Aleph, the Mishnah goes on, if a ox was rubbing itself into a wall, scratching itself on a wall, and it threw the wall down on a person, or the nofel al adam, so the Mishnah says, Potter. Now the question is,